Praise the Lord. Y'all are happy to be out tonight. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Let's go with another blessed opportunity, Lord, to be here this morning. Lord, together in your precious holy name, Lord, and to sing songs unto thee. Lord, to hear thy word. Lord, we're just appreciative of the opportunity. Lord, we ask you to bless our hearts this morning. Lord, bless those who couldn't be here. Bless them as they travel or wherever the case may be. Lord, just be with us this day. Lord, let us listen intently to thy word you have for us. And Lord, let us sing with all our hearts, Lord, giving back to you what you've done for us. We ask all these things in the precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you like. Page 23 in your Only Believe. My faith looks up to thee. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Turn to page 266 in the same book. Amen. Because he lives. God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He because he lives. give you honor this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, we know the only way we can do it, Lord, is through you, oh God. Because you live, oh God, we can live. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Sing it again. Amen. Because He lives. Thank you, Lord. I can face. Seated if you like. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We can go throughout the day without a fear, knowing He's going to lead and guide us. Page 339 in the same book. Amen. I like this little song. I'm sorry. Wrong song. Let me find it here. 399. I'm sorry. My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a step. Along the trail that's only always upward, this troubled world is not my final home. Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, but until then, my heart will go on singing.
Joy I'll carry on until
toil and struggle may take its toll of misery and strife. Amen. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon when it's released. Amen. Nothing going to hold that bride down. Amen. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen.
Praise God. Yes. Gracious Heavenly Father. You put a love we have in our hearts. Lord, no matter what trials and tests comes our way.
Amen.
Step the way. Keep pressing on and have that joy in our hearts. Because, Lord, we're almost at the end.
Amen.
Just love and appreciate you this morning. Just pray, Lord, that you bless this part of the service. Bless those that can give and there's a kingdom. And Lord, just give us revelation of the word that's going to come forth. Lord, we just ask that you feed us and may we be hungry.
Amen.
And just bless the remainder of the service, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing We Are Standing on Holy Ground, page 331. Amen. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Amen. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Amen. Oh, we are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels still around. Yes, amen. Oh, let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise your wonderful name. Anyone have a need by the upper raising their hand this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother DeLong, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we stand here this morning, Lord. We
thank
you, Lord, that you're right here with us, Lord. We're standing on holy ground this morning, Lord. And we pray, dear God, that you cherish every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
By faith this morning, might reach out to you, Lord. My God, that we might touch you and you might touch us, Lord. My God, that we need every
Amen.
Need, Lord, whether it be a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need, Lord. Oh, we pray, dear God, that you just come down, Lord, your mighty presence, Lord. And my God, meet the need even now, Lord. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, this morning as we gather here around your word this morning that comes forth. Let your space of anointing be upon your
message Amen.
This morning, Lord. And my God, that you anoint our hearts in a spacious way, Lord, this morning, Lord. Oh, God, that we might receive, Lord.
Amen.
That which you'd have for us today.
Yes.
We might bring glory and honor unto your name. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song in their heart this morning that you'd like to sing? You got one this morning? Anybody at all? Tim? Is it? 189. I might know the course. You can start it if you know it.
I'll meet you in the morning with a how do you and
again.
Oh, I'll meet you in the morning with a how do you do, and we'll sit down by the river.
Let's all stand, if you will. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing that song again, Think About His Love. Got a lot to think about. Amen.
Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace.
Yes.
That has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so think about His goodness, think about His grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heaven above, so
hallelujah. Don't you love Him and appreciate Him? Oh, hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, our true loving Savior. How we are so thankful again, Lord, for the love that you've had for us. Lord, we're so thankful for your precious Holy Spirit being here with us today. Lord, you've always kept your promise. And truly, Lord, again today, you've done it again. So we appreciate it with all our hearts now. Asking, Lord, once more that you would just speak to our hearts. And Lord, may the word of God today as it comes forth, may it flow freely down into our heartstrings. Lord Jesus, and just cause a deeper walk to come in our lives with you, Father, and to be ever so mindful, Lord, of what you want us to think upon and have our minds upon. Oh, God, I ask that you would grant that. Lord, as we're getting closer to the great appearing, that Lord Jesus, there's something about it that just seems to be wooing us on the inside. And Lord, it seems like something pressing on the inside to draw closer quickly now. Lord, we don't know the day or the hour, but Lord, we know according to your word, it won't be long. So we ask now that you'd bless us this day. Help each one of us commit ourselves to you, Lord. And again, Father, as we always say, and we always will be your grace, Lord, we shall give you the glory and the honor that's due unto you. In your wonderful, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I've really enjoyed the service so far. It's just been so wonderful. And sweetness of the Holy Spirit. I, we may just take it for granted sometime that, you know, of God being in our midst. But I'll tell you what, we ought to appreciate it. Well, I'll be so thankful. Amen. I am going to go back into that little message we started on Thursday evening. And I thought maybe we was just going to hit it for that evening. But I don't know, all morning this morning again, as I kept waiting on something from the Lord, and it just kept pushing me back to that message. And so we will go back into that and talk about this. Again, this desire that should be burning in our hearts and the consciousness we should have of finishing this great work that God has given us. And I believe you'll see in the scripture and in quotes how that truly that is a trait that God has within his mind to finish the work he leaves for a people at a specific time. Whatever their work is for their time and age they lived in, they always had that burning in their heart. And today is no exception. It should be burning in our heart today to see this great work finished. And not to just go on as, well, I'm living in a day and an age, God gave us a message and he gave us something to live by and etc. But it should be to hear that message of the day and to see it completely accomplished in our life. And, you know, and that we may take that lightly of thinking about that, you know, and saying, well, I agree with that and everything, but it's got to be 100% applied in our everyday life, you see, to where it's truly accomplished. And we've got our hearts, our affections are centered on things above and not on things of the earth, you see, but We've got our hearts and minds in tune for what God's wanting out of us in this day. And before we stand and read the scripture, I want to read a couple things here. But first, again, I'd like to renew your mind back to when we read about in the scripture, when Jesus said about finishing the work of what this finish means in the original Greek. But it means to make perfect, complete, to carry through completely, to accomplish. Now listen to all these things when we're talking about this finish today. To have it accomplished. Finish, bring to an end. To bring to an end or reach the goal. Think of that. Reach the goal. And you know, You know, the world talks about different things, reaching goals and so forth, but their goals shall fade away. But I'm going to tell you, we're reaching for a goal that will not fade away. All heavens and earth shall pass away, but this goal will never pass away, friends. It's eternal. And it's for a special people, you see. But he says, it says to bring to an end or to reach a goal, to accomplish, it says again. So, again, I want you to keep that in mind as we go into the scripture and read quotes, that what the prophet said about this. And, again, we're just trusting that the sweetness of the Holy Spirit will dip this into your heart. Amen. As an individual before the Lord. You know, and as I said earlier, you know, I count this such a great privilege to be in a little place of people of like precious faith. You know, there's not a bunch of doctrines, different doctrines in our minds and hearts and the way we believe things differently and all that. But we all have in mind to believe the Word just as the Word came, and nothing added to it and nothing taken away from it. And that is such a blessing. Do you realize how many churches throughout the land, I'm not talking even considering denominations and so forth, but message churches, is so many doctrines within one church and so many ideas and beliefs and all contrary to another. But God promised He'd have a church. It would be of one mind and one accord. And oh, may this be one little part of it right here amongst all the ones among the world. May this be a part of that. Amen. So we find here, I want to read just a little something here, quote that the prophet said, Invisible Union, Bride of Christ. This was November 25th, 1965. Paragraph 279, he says, we all know that the modern church, now, you know, back then he was thinking about many things concerning how the church had become modern and how that modernism has filtered into even some of the message churches. You know, the way they handle things, the way even song services are, just the way many things are done, it has turned worldly. Dress has turned worldly. Their minds has turned worldly. Always desiring things of the world and so forth. But that type of church, Brother Branham said, he said, we all know that the modern church in its present condition and in its present state is in no condition to finish up the great commission that God gave the church for this day. And I trust that by His holy word, He will prepare this church, this body of believers, for that great commission to be finished up that He promised for this day. But today, many people aren't even in tune to what a great commission is that God left for this day. For a body of believers. They're not even in tune to it. It's nothing that they're concerned about. It just seems to be a church-going spirit. As long as they're going to a church somewhere, they feel satisfied. You know, as long as they can do that and say that they believe the message and feel that they've got brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, and everybody gathers together and they sing songs and they listen to a message and go home, it seems to the point that that is the only thing that people even desire anymore. They do not have in heart and mind and burning in their desire inside of seeing all what God has sent here for this day for it to be finished, for it to be accomplished, and to be fulfilled what God promised would happen in this day. But may God, through His Holy Spirit, bring us and put us in tune with the moving of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And do these things that God wants us to be fulfilling. So in reading, if you'd like to stand with me again, I'd like to read a scripture reading again. We read Thursday evening. As I said, I'm going to read a few things that we did read Thursday night. Some of you wasn't here, so it would be good anyway to do so. So again, in John, 5th chapter, St. John's Gospel, 5th chapter, and we'll read here. We'll begin the 31st verse. I am so thankful for His Word. You probably wouldn't realize to me how precious it is. Hopefully it's as real and precious to you, but If you could only see in my heart how precious it is. It's so wonderful. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish. Now pay attention. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish. Do you know he's given us works to finish? Absolutely. The same works that I do. So those works became manifested. The same works that I do bear witness of me, so it will of us. That the Father has sent me, so will it of us. That the Lord has sent us. Oh, how great he is. May the Lord bless the reading his word, and you may be seated. I'd like to read a little something here before I read in the scripture again. That's read a little quote here. The world is again falling apart. This was November 27th, 1963, paragraph 23. He says, "And we pray, Heavenly Father, that our meeting together here at this Thanksgiving, it might be the last Thanksgiving we'll ever meet together on this earth. So God, let us take advantage and conserve the time." And we realize that it's getting late. I think we can all agree to that. It's really getting late now. I mean, this was clear back in 1963, and look what all has been fulfilled, and now look how late it's getting. My. It's getting late, and we want everything that we can do that's in our power to get the work done for the Lord Jesus before he comes. Now, you see how he was in tune? You see that trait? The same as the Lord Jesus had. And we're just going to follow this trait again today. And like I say, it's no exception today that this trait should be very visibly seen and manifested. Okay? To get the work done for the Lord Jesus before he comes. Somehow, I kind of feel that he is waiting for us to finish the job. Do you feel that in your heart? Do we feel that the same as he felt that? I pray and trusting in the Lord that when we get done, we will feel the same thing he felt. At this point, I'd be a little bit afraid to say, yeah, we feel that way. Because remember, it's so easy for us to agree in our mind and our mouth speak. But there's a lot of difference in our agreeing and speaking and it being really on the inside. So that's what we want to make sure, that we have this same burning feeling on the inside and see this thing, as he said, I kind of feel that he is waiting for us to finish the job. Amen. Do we feel that? After Thursday night, was it all forgotten? Or was it still burning on the inside? Because the Holy Ghost brought that to our attention, not Brother Steve. The Holy Ghost did. And I'm going to tell you this morning, we're here by the Holy Ghost. We're not here because Brother Steve. We're not here because of you. We are here because this is God's commission. And God's word must be fulfilled. You see? So we are here for a purpose today. And I'm just wondering, are we feeling this same thing that the prophet felt, that this has got to get finished? You know? Or is it just, let's just keep agreeing, let's just keep going to church, we call it, and let's just keep gathering together and having services and so forth? Or is it burning on the inside? Again, when it's burning on the inside, I'm going to type it with something, When it's burning on the inside, it does not get forgotten. In natural typing it, again, with maybe those that have experienced marriage. And you fell in love when you first met that girl that you felt so attracted to, that she was to be yours. And you just could not forget about her. I've known of men that even lost weight because they thought about it so much, and they lost their appetite to eat because they thought of it so much. It was hard for them to lay down at night and go to sleep without thinking about her. It was hard to work on the job and do the job right without thinking about her. And you was just waiting and waiting for the hour to come to marry her, because she was so precious to you and you loved her so dearly. You just couldn't forget about her. How that should be multiplied so many more times with what the Lord Jesus Christ has for us. Oh, it should be multiplied. But again, today, as I mentioned Thursday evening, it is so easy to get so caught up in that old pea vine, wrapping around and squeezing and choking out the very purpose and God's purpose that He wants to fulfill in our lives. Now, you going to pay attention to me today?
Amen.
Pay attention to this word, friends, because it's between death and life. Okay? So we find here, let's turn our Bibles again to St. John 4th chapter. And let's read a portion of Scripture here. And again, just to refresh your mind, this is where Jesus had just got done talking to the woman at the well, the Samaritan. And, of course, the disciples, I'm not going to read it all, but the disciples had gone to get food to eat with the Lord Jesus because they knew it was time to eat and thought for sure He'd be hungry. All right. 32nd verse, but He said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Now all these disciples did was just ask Him and tell Him, hey, say, we got something here for you to eat. We brought something back for you. And again, just to point it out, as we did Thursday night, you can see what the Lord Jesus was thinking about. And you can see what was most important to Him. Are you listening? What was most important to Him? Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought Him aught to eat? Again, as we said Thursday night also, remember they was still carnal. All right, though they was doing signs and wonders the Lord Jesus had commanded them to do, but yet they were still carnal. They were not filled with the Holy Ghost yet. Okay? So that's why they said what they did. They wasn't able to receive the revelation of what Jesus was talking about. They was blinded from it. Okay? Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought Him aught to eat? Of course, Jesus knowing this, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. I'll stop for a minute. Why do we eat meat? Or why do we eat any food? To sustain life. Is that right? Because if we don't eat, we don't live. It's just the way our bodies are set up. If we don't get the vitamins and minerals and so forth that our body needs, our body will perish. So Jesus was telling them here, even though they brought something back to eat, there was something more important in life than food. Food's good, and we have to eat food, and that's all fine. But there's something much more important than all these natural things, even meat itself, that sustains life for our natural body. There's something much more important than that. Important than what, Brother Steve? Sustaining life for our natural body. There's something more important.
Amen.
Jesus said to them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. Now again, I read you the meaning of that finish. To have it accomplished. To accomplish the will of God in this. Even today, what is our desires? Are we expressing, and can people see in our lives that it's more important for me to live by the Word of God and Christ to be living in me than anything else in this life? Can people see that in me? Well, Brother Steve, they see it in me because I go to church. That doesn't mean that. That goes with it, but that isn't all of it. You see, because again, it's every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What if I would believe all of it, but did not believe in saying I had to abstain from something that's worldly? Huh? Then immediately, somebody filled with the Holy Ghost knows that isn't what God's looking for. God's looking for the one that lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He's not looking for those that live by just what they want to. He's looking for those that live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And that's their greatest desire. And to finish that work God sent them for was for that life to come down into their bodies and to be in full manifestation. That's what they're living for, and to see it finished. If there's a message that God spoke, I could have said that Brother Branham spoke. But if there's a message come forth that God spoke, Paul, prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Steve, Brother Branham brought it. I said a message God spoke.
Amen.
God spoke through that man's lips. So it's no different than any other scripture you pick up and read.
Amen.
If we pick up Christ's Mr. God revealed, that was God speaking to his people. It's no different than picking up this Bible and reading it. It's the same God that wrote that Bible that spoke that man's lips to tell you about the preeminence and so forth this day.
Amen.
Now if we haven't accomplished that much, you as an individual need to really go back and really do some deep research. Or maybe Brother Steve should go back and bring it out so people will at least accomplish that much. But I see that trend in message following people that it's Brother Branham, Brother Branham, Brother Branham, Brother Branham, Brother Branham. And they miss the reality of God speaking through Brother Branham. Because why? The people have to have a flesh body attached to it or some kind of material thing attached to them to get some kind of reality. They need God for reality. You see? And I'm not speaking it in disrespect at all of the prophet. None whatsoever. God knows my heart. And you know me. That's why I preach from these messages from the prophet. But you can see that trend going on, that it's that flesh. The flesh what it did. The flesh that. And the flesh this. Instead of seeing what God was doing. And we'll never get to the point of seeing this accomplished in our lives or finished in our lives if we keep man in our sight. That's the same thing people have done in the past. And I've been guilty of it too. Of keeping a man in sight. Until God showed me the reality and the truth. Took me down to Arabia and got it all cleared up, you see. But the thing of it is, it's so easy for people to do that. And it's like you sitting here today, you do not get your eyes set on a man. Do you just act like I'm not even up here? You listen to the Word because that Word is Spirit and is life. Not Brother Steve, I have life, I have eternal life by His grace. But I'm going to tell you what, the word that I speak is spirit and is life.
Amen.
You see? As long as it's that word, but the minute I add an idea creed to it, it's death. So that's why I've got to be so careful not to add to or take away anything, you see? It must be very observed very carefully. All right? So we find here there is something that's got to be finished that God's looking for. And we've got to be in tune for it. And our whole affections has got to be centered on things above and not on things of the earth. Then why did Jesus say that? Set your heart, your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Why did he give us all these examples? And we'll mention some of them again today. Of him not being first. And to accomplish his mission that he has for us. We've got to be in tune for it. Amen. It's got to be a burning desire in our heart. Like it is for that little woman that you was getting ready to marry. That you cannot forget about it. It is so fresh. It is such a love in your heart to see it fulfilled. Well, Brother Steve, you don't work on a job I have to work on. You ain't got the family I've got and this, that, and the other. I've got job, I've got family, and everything else too. But we all have to have our hearts centered on things above.
Amen.
And not on things this earth.
Amen.
You see. All right, let's turn real quickly here to Acts 20th. And renew our minds here. I'm not hitting them all that I read Thursday night. Just certain ones. Get your mind freshened back to it. All right, Acts 20th chapter, and let's begin to 21st verse. Acts 20 and 21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saving that bonds and afflictions abide me. Or saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. I like that. None of these things move me. You see where his thinking was at? Now you're going to find here again, let me say it so you'll catch it. This Apostle Paul was another man that was filled with the Holy Ghost. Which is the same God in spirit form that Jesus Christ was. Oh.
Amen.
For it was God in flesh. Now that same spirit came down in Apostle Paul, and he's going to have the same desire. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. Can you see that trait? What do you think Jesus was talking about when my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, not to feed this body? That has to be, but it's not the most important thing to happen, my disciples, about eating your meat that you brought to me. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Can you see that same trait in Paul here? Absolutely. And that same trait will be in any man and woman that's filled with that same Holy Ghost. You believe that?
Amen.
It sure is. I realize, again, this is not for people that really ain't got it. This is only for people that is born again and is really sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
And if they ain't born again, be crying out to get the new birth so that you can reach this accomplishment that God has for you. He says, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. See where his mind was at? That I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Pretty easy to see it, isn't it? Well, now, and we may sit there and think, well, that was Apostle Paul. The thing you've got to realize, you've got the same Holy Ghost that Apostle Paul had. If we don't, then we need to cry out for that same Holy Ghost that Apostle Paul had. It wasn't a different Holy Ghost. When they gathered in the upper room, friends, they was all filled with the Holy Ghost. And it was the same Holy Ghost. You see? All right? And it's the same Holy Ghost today.
Amen.
He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right? Let's turn quickly to 2 Corinthians 8 chapter. Just let the Word do the talking. Amen. Glory. 2 Corinthians 8 chapter, begin to 4th verse. Read this one Thursday night, just refreshing your mind a few things. 2 Corinthians 8, chapter 4, verse, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Wow. As I said Thursday night when I was finishing up, if you get a picture of this, you'll see it everywhere. Do you know, even talking about, Brother Branham spoke about old Joshua? Here he was in the heat of battle. God gave him the commission to destroy that enemy. Is that right?
Amen.
And while he was in battle, even very nature that God put together himself, the sun, the moon, the earth, all together that God had put together. But this element of daylight hours that God created was getting to the point it was going to stop the commission that Joshua was given to win that battle. And Brother Branham said that Joshua said, and it's scripture, sun, stand still. Moon, you hang over the valley of Ajalon. I've got a job to finish. Think about it. Even nature itself was getting in the way of Joshua. Had that burning desire in his heart to accomplish what God had told him to do. Think about it. And he was a man just like you and I. But yet, Joshua, that trait from God, to get a job done was burning in his heart. So great. Sun, stand still. Moon, you stay right there. I've got to kill the rest of this enemy. And God honored it. Oh, yeah. Because Joshua had the right kind of desire. But what was he thinking? What was in his mind to even start to think about make that sun stand still? Because God told him to do something.
Amen.
And you want to know something? Joshua didn't have what you've got today. But showing you how rich and how conscious he was to fulfill what God said. What do you think about old Noah? We may think and take it lightly. We talk about old Noah quite a bit, you know. But we may take lightly yet what Noah went through and what he'd done. But God came to Noah and told Noah to build that boat. Because it was going to rain. Now, do you think it was easy for Noah to go through what he did, working on that boat for over 100 years? Huh? Do you think that was easy? Do you think it was easy for them people to come up mocking him out here in the desert, no rain for years, and sit there and work on this boat? But he had a desire burning to get it done. And he worked until it was done. But it was burning in his heart to get it done. You follow from Genesis clear to Revelation, and you'll find any time God's people was given commission to do something, they got it done. Those that wasn't his never got it done. And those that never got it done never had the desire to get it done. But somebody sitting here today has got a burning desire to get it done. Hallelujah. Impossible for the cares of life to choke it away. It's impossible. Because the desire is burning much greater and hotter than all the pea vines can grow. And the hot, real hot Holy Ghost fire burning on the inside will burn the pea vines off. They'll not get attached. Their hearts, their affections is centered on things above. To see the work of God finished. And friends, whether we can see it or not, there is still yet a work to be finished. Hallelujah. We're getting there by the grace of God, but there's still more to do. Hallelujah. And turn on the light. January 25th, 1965. But God is going to have a bride tree. All that the cankerworm eat and the caterpillar eat, I will restore, saith the Lord. Malachi 4 tells us we'll be brought back to the original faith like it was on the day of Pentecost. The faith of the fathers. Think about it. We believe that it will come. I believe that it's time for it now. The limbs are withered and dried up, and they'll be taking them from the tree so that the fruit can bear itself right in the top of the tree. All these lights are all right. Now remember, he's in the message, turn on the light. All these lights are all right. The church today is that light plus what it has received today. So it's not only what they had in those past church ages, but it's that plus what we've got today. You say amen?
Amen.
It's to finish the harvest. It's to finish the harvest. As we find out that the tree itself or the wheat must mature with the light. I hope that's what's going on today. That the wheat is maturing. The light is coming forth. Raising itself from a blade to a grain. And from a grain on, it matures with the light. See again why it's so important not to give you some kind of my ideas, creeds, or theories, or what I think, or it doesn't make no difference. Why? It's what God's Word says. You see? It has to be perfectly in tune, perfectly in time. It has to be exact, the Word. That so many men are so easily to take away and add to. Light of other ages only bear record of this age. The light of Luther bore a record of the light of Wesley. Wesley bore the light of Pentecost. It's the same light, only matured on by the light. If the people could only see it. Are we wanting to see it finished for the harvest? Are we wanting to see? Are we desiring to see it? Do we match Scripture where it says loving appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we match all these Scriptures? That's what's going to bring the harvest. You see? Brother Branham spoke of it in Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever and also in harvest time. Jesus Christ has to be the same today as he was yesterday. Has to be in our lives. You see? In Scripture again. Let me renew your mind back to this one, Luke 14. I know I'm reading some of the same scripture. I haven't lost my mind. I know, but this is what the Holy Ghost wants, so I shall declare it. If I have to get up and read it again tonight, let it be to me according to thy will, O God. You see? Amen. I'm not worried about what people think of me that think, well, didn't you remember you read these things the other night? I remember plainly I did. But it's whatever God wants. Is what his will is. That's what I want to do.
Amen.
And we may read it again tonight. I don't know.
Amen.
It may take the third time somebody getting it. But as long as somebody gets it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Luke 14, 25th verse. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also. Sounds like the same Jesus, doesn't it? A little bit ago. In his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So if you ain't interested in getting his job done, you ain't his disciple. It's plain and simple. The Word will show us that. Oh, Brother Steve, can you put it in me? I can't put it in you. This had to be in you before the world was ever formed. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, that's death to himself, friends, and come after me. Sounds like you're going to be doing something for him, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Cannot be my disciple. For which of you intend to build a tower? Now, we all started out with this message. Some of us started out in Pentecost. Some of us started in Methodist, Baptist, whatever. But we started out one day serving God. And we all decided we wanted to serve the Lord. And we thought, praise God, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I want to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We all started out. For which of you intend to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost of what you claimed you believed or received? Well, he has sufficient to finish it. Did you sit down and count the cost whether you had eternal life? And you came from the thoughts of God. You sent on cost of what it's going to cost you. Maybe people mocking you, making fun of you, and saying things that they would say. Or how hard it would be to manifest the Word of God. To be an individual, the life of Jesus Christ, the literal life of Jesus Christ would have to come through that tabernacle of flesh. You sit down and count that cost. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Do we think about what it takes to finish this? Do we still realize what it's going to take to finish it? Not going to ball games, not being interested in race cars, not being interested in worldly music. Maybe not wearing what you'd want to wear. Huh? Do we still really realize the impact, what it's going to take to finish this? Do you realize the impact it's going to take to finish this? Maybe much prayer and self-denial? Huh? Consecrating your life? Oh my. Lest happily after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. Can you imagine even now, if somebody would walk out of here and go back out in the world, or maybe go to another church that doesn't seem to you, and you're thinking, oh, they don't require so much. So, you know, I'm going to take it this route, and I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to this church because that preacher sure ain't as fanatical as old Bruce Teeth is. He don't care if we wear earrings. They don't care if we have a little fun joking, cutting up, and saying nasty things. He don't care. And can you imagine what other people in other churches would think? I knew they wasn't right, and look at them now. Begin to mock and scoff. Thought they was bright and thought they was going to finish this race. Many has done that over the years. They didn't finish the race. No. Saying this man began to build and was not able to finish. Just think what people think about us if we won't be able to finish. especially separating from churches that's in creeds, false doctrines. Yeah. And then not finish it. You imagine what they'd think?
Amen.
I don't want to be one of that anyway. I want to finish this one, friends.
Amen.
It's burning my heart to get it finished. God will receive wage. Again, what's the trait? Paragraph 167, August 1st, 1965. Bit in obedience, this little faith woman that lives by faith, the bride, the person here, there, here off somewhere else, some of the church, some of the denomination, wherever it is, believes the word of God, obedient, waiting in love for the promise of the age to be confirmed. What was that promise? The literal life of Jesus Christ. The promise of the age to be confirmed, because this was the age, that token would be on display. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
For the promise of the age to be confirmed, she is watching for it. Are we that interested in it? Watching constantly? Oh, God, this has got to get done. It's got to get finished. Maybe we're still doing something that we shouldn't do, and we know we shouldn't be doing it, and we haven't overcome it yet. Is it burning your heart to get it overcome? Or is it just, I'll get to it. Maybe someday. Maybe finally. I'll finally be able to quit doing that. Or is it really burning on the inside to finish this work? And it's much more important than the food we eat. It's much more important than the home we live in. It's much more important than the automobile I'm driving. It's much more important than my job.
Amen.
To get it done. It must be overcome. She is part of that word, and she is watching. She's watching for her life to manifest that word. She's watching. And friends, when we're not overcoming and we keep doing the same thing over and over, aren't you watching? Aren't you concerned? Isn't it burning your heart that this has got to be done? Because if it don't get done, there is no life.
Amen.
Yeah. Brethren, can't you see that, he says. I hope it didn't go over you. And I'm real sure that it went over a lot of them then. Yeah. Maybe that's why the church is in the condition it's in today. But oh God, may it not go over us today.
Amen.
The body is waiting for, which is the word. The body is the word. Which is the word. Waiting for the life, which is the word, or spirit. To confirm or make it alive. That's what she is waiting for. No other life will work in her. And she can't come to life any other way. Yet she feels it's out there. And she knows it's going to happen. Oh my. Then here it happens. Then she wakes up. And God said, let there be. And she came forth like the first one came forth. Think about it. Is this what we want to see finished?
Amen.
Oh my. Romans 8. I'll tell you what, let's skip that one. I'm going to go to Shalom. Try to finish up a certain point this morning. Let's go to Shalom. Well, you won't be able to, but I've got it with me here. January 12th, 1964, paragraph 142. To me, I want to see what's promised for the day. I want to know what the light of the hour is. I read this on Thursday night. So I can know how to walk in it. Again, as I said Thursday, that's what we're doing this morning again. We want to know what it is so we can walk in it. And this is a part of it, friends. To have it burning in our hearts to get it finished.
Amen.
So I can know how to walk in it. I want to know where I'm living and what age I'm in and how far up the road I am. And every time I come in here, it lets me know how far up the road I am. Doesn't it?
Amen.
Absolutely does. As Paul said, I could stand quoting again, forgetting those things that are in the past. Now I press towards the mark. I brought with me again the original Greek meaning on the mark of what Paul was speaking of. Let's read it real quick. The mark is the distant mark looked at, the goal or the end one has in view. I press toward the mark. Are you pressing toward that goal? The finish? Is that what we're pressing for? Is that what our desire? But you know, now wait a minute. We're listening to what Apostle Paul, that trait coming out in him. Again. A pressing toward the mark. The goal.
Amen.
To get it done.
Amen.
Now I press towards the mark. The high calling. This ain't no little calling. This is a high calling, friends, when you're pressing for that mark. This isn't just to whom He will. This is to whom God has shown mercy for.
Amen.
And God's seen in His mind for as ever a moon or a star. So not just anybody can run this race. No. And now I press towards the mark, the high calling, to the complete identification. When all time will fade out in eternity when Jesus comes. I repeat, as He said, I press towards the mark, the high calling, to the complete identification. The complete. The finish line, friends.
Amen.
The complete. Again, see that trait coming out in this day age prophet? Didn't stop, did it? And it doesn't stop today in the bride of Jesus Christ because it's the same Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is in Church Age book. I kind of talked a little bit about this Thursday night, but I'm going to read it. In the Church Age book, page 172, this is where the Holy Spirit told the prophet pick up his pen and write. Brother Timothy read this about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. The members of the virgin bride will love Him.
Oh.
And they will have His potentials, for He is their head. Let me stop there a minute. I mentioned about that's what Brother Timothy read here a while back. Is those things fresh in your heart, even what he reads to us? Well, it's because it was this brother or that brother. Friends, I told you when I started, God's word is spirit and is life. You'd better listen to the word and forget a man.
Amen.
You better listen to what that word is telling you. You see? All right? If only you could understand what I'm saying. The members of the virgin bride will love Him and they will have His potential, for He is their head and all power belongs to Him. They are subject to Him as the members of our bodies are subject to our heads. My head thinks light. My finger points at light because my head thought light. I wanted to point at it. I pointed at it. So is the body subject to our head, which is Jesus Christ. He points to a finish line. Praise God. Huh. Glory. The bride, though. Not everything else. The bride. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed Him by the Father. John 5:19, this harmony is now to exist between the groom and His bride. Listening? He shows her His word of life.
She receives it. She never doubts it. Are you doubting what I'm bringing to you today? That this has to be the breath that I breathe? This has to be my meat? Are you doubting it? Do you believe it? Therefore, nothing can harm her. Glory, hallelujah. Not even death. For if the seed be planted in the water, it will raise up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride as it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he once done with the word. Now what I'm bringing out this morning again, what I brought out Thursday night again, you know what God once done with it.
Amen.
Simple as that. She performs the command of the word. Are we going to be able to perform it? In his name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. And I have told you today out of these scriptures and quotes, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Not me. The word is thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit. Realize that? If you receive that word today and it gets quickened by the Spirit, you know what's going to happen?
Amen.
It's going to happen. Amen. The job's going to get done. Hallelujah. The word is quickened by the Spirit and it comes to pass like a seed that is planted and watered. It comes to full harvest.
Amen.
Serving its purpose. Our purpose today, friends, is God showed us His Word, His plan today, and it get finished. It gets done. Hallelujah. Those in the bride do only His will. Remember now, the prophet is writing as the Holy Ghost tells him what to write. Same as it did when Apostle Paul sat down with his pen and began to write. Same thing has happened. Those in the bride do only His will. Not one can make them do otherwise. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't that good to know?
Amen.
There ain't a preacher that can come, friends, if we're elect, and he can preach some kind of false doctrine or sit there and do what he says in that false doctrine. It'll be so close that the very elect would be deceived if it were possible, but she will not be deceived. It's impossible. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. That's what a lot of preachers need to learn. That if they don't have thus saith the Lord, this word, they'll keep their mouth shut. Yeah. They know that it has to be God in them doing the works. The same thing to get this job finished. You're going to have to know it's God in you going to do it. You can't do it.
Amen.
It's going to have to be Christ in you.
Amen.
Which we ain't going to get that far today. Fulfilling His own word, see, He did not complete all His work while in His earthly ministry. So now He works in and through the bride. Shall I read it again? He did not complete all His work while in His earthly ministry. So now He works in and through the bride. She knows that. Look at that. She knows that. Look at the people who don't know it. They don't realize they got to get it finished the same as He did. They don't realize that that trait runs down through the Scripture. And they miss it. She knows that. For it was not yet time for Him to do certain things that He must now do. But He will now fulfill through the bride the work which He left for this specific time. Hallelujah. Do you know what that work is?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In closing, I want to read this again in closing. This was in How Can I Overcome? He says, you know, this is paragraph 84 again. I read Thursday evening. Won't you sisters come up, please? You know, Israel started out, and I could say the same thing and bring it in here. They started out 2 million strong.
ended up with two men. And as I talked about it before, you know, I liken that even today into the message believing people. They started out thousands and thousands and thousands. Oh, my. But what's going to happen when it comes down to the end?
Amen.
It's going to be, as Brother Branham said, very, 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 very few. Many are called, but few are chosen. And that's why you see all the filth in the message now that you're seeing. Yeah. Pretense, imaginations, men's imaginations going haywire, adding to and taking away from the Word. That's why. Started out with a lot of them, friends. But there ain't going to be very many go all the way through. Because they're not all going to see it's got to be finished. They saw the works of God, didn't they? Didn't we?
Amen.
If we wasn't living at that time and seen it then, we can pick up the disc and see it played. We seen works, part of it. We listened to the tapes and we heard what happened on those prayer lines, God giving those visions and things taking place. We seen the works the same as the children of Israel did.
Amen.
2 million strong, mind you. They saw the manifestation of Spirit, absolutely. Did that make them elect? They saw great, mighty miracles being done there in Egypt, didn't we? Didn't many people see it? Absolutely. And everything, and started out, but it wasn't in their heart. They didn't overcome. Oh. They didn't overcome. They just came out. All these coming out of the denominational organizations is like flies, you know. But that didn't mean anything. They didn't overcome. And Jesus said they perished in the wilderness, which is what type of the testings and trials. Yeah. And are eternally dead. Every one of them is dead. That means eternal separation. Every one of them rotten in the wilderness. But there was two men. Now there was election. Joshua and Caleb. And when it came to the showdown, the obstacles were so great till they looked like grasshoppers beside of them. Oh, my, as we said Thursday night, there's a lot of obstacles. Many to many today, they look like grasshoppers. How can I quit this? And how can I overcome that? And how can I this? And how can I that? I've tried to overcome this for years and I can't overcome it. I'm like a grasshopper to this trial. Oh, my. Joshua screamed out and with Caleb and said, "We are more than able to do it." Why? Because God said so. Same thing at Joshua when he was in battle and the moon and the sun was getting into the wrong position, as we spoke of earlier. But Brother Branham said, Joshua had a job to finish. And the next step he could take was to speak to that sun and to that moon and say, "You stay right there until I get this job done." Yeah. Oh, if only today we had that kind of desire. Oh, my. Why, God said so. They were overcomers. What was Joshua when he did that? He was an overcomer. If he wouldn't have done that and had that burning desire in his heart to finish the job, he would have been overcome by the enemy. But he was an overcomer and overcome the enemy.
Amen.
Yeah. They overcome. Are you paying attention to that in closing? Don't get tired on me. They overcome. They was the ones that was privileged out of the whole great organization of people to take the real elected bride into the promised land. Wow. Joshua and Caleb in the front lines out there as the two generals led them right down to the river and crossed the river over into the promised land. They believed the word no matter what. Then Dathan raised up, and Dathan raised up, and so did Korah. And they tried to say, "This man is trying to make himself above all the rest of us. He's more holier than the rest of them."
After God had thoroughly vindicated the man, God thoroughly vindicated the prophet. I'll say again. They said, we'll just start a group of people. And do you ever see like so many groups in this day, message churches there is now? Huh? And how many flops there is? You say, what do you mean flops, Brother Steve? Adding to and taking away from that word. Oh, yeah. We'll just start a group of people and we'll make this, that, and the other. Exactly what they've done. Oh, yeah. We'll make our organization. We'll make our message-believing church. We don't believe Pastor so-and-so. We'll start ours. Will do, and they died and perished. But those men had the word of the Lord, and they stayed with it. And any man that has God's word will stay with it. And they went over. Hallelujah. And I'm looking forward to going all the way over, friend, and finishing the job. Hallelujah. I don't care what people do in the past, where I've been, what they've done. I'm determined by the grace of God, I'm going to finish. Hallelujah. I'm not going to live by dead man's doctrines. I'm going to go on, friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Not he that starts. It's he that finishes. Many start the race, but there's only one finishing it. There'll be many churches start, many groups of people. There'll be one group finish. And that's the overcomers. Hallelujah. May that burn in your heart. We'll close there tonight, until tonight. And if the Lord wants me to bring something tonight, I don't know. We'll see. I think I can say is precious. Brother Timothy, be ready in case. Amen. Glory. But praise God for His Word. Amen. I love His Word. As I said earlier, I love it, I love it, I love it. I love to know where I'm standing at. I know where I need to. I want to know what part of the road I'm on, friends. Hallelujah. And I want to see the job done. I don't want to remain just a message believer, so-called. I want to see the job done. Hallelujah. All that a prophet brought be a living reality. Glory. Are you that way? Is it burning your heart? That means a lot, friends, living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Hey, big a song you want to sing. Amen. It all. Glory. Amen. Brother Timothy. Amen. 91. I'm going through. Amen. Is that your burning desire? Going through all the way? Amen. Glory. Lord, I have started to walk in the light shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bid the world and its follies adieu. I've started in Jesus and I'm going through, well, I'm going through, hallelujah, I'm going through, I'll pay the price, whatever others do, well, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going it out with Jesus and I'm going through. Oh, there are many who started the race, but with the lie refused to keep pace. Others accept it because it, oh, isn't that real? Amen. Not very many expect to go through. The next verse. I'd rather walk with Jesus alone. have for a pillow, like Jacob a stone, living each moment with his face all glory. Hallelujah. Shrink from my pathway and fail to go through. Last verse. Oh, brother, now will you take up the cross? Give up the world and count it as dross. Sell all thou hast and give to the poor. Then go through with Jesus and those who endure. Well, I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. Pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I've started out with Jesus and I'm going through. Hallelujah. Is it burning? Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your precious word, Lord. And oh God, may the Holy Ghost just burn it in our hearts and brand it, Lord, where it could never be lifted out. But Lord Jesus, stay there solid and firm and endure, Lord, and press on like we've never pressed before. As Paul said, I press toward the mark and the high calling of Christ Jesus. Lord, the prize is laying out there. Lord, let us reach out and press to the finish line. Grant that, Lord, in our hearts today. Bless us now as we part from this little place. Again, we ask you, protect us and guide us, Lord. Protect each of those that have to go a long ways on the highway. Bless them, Lord. And bless them, Lord Jesus, for making the effort of going that far. Oh, God, I think of my brother Sam and his wife and Heather and Paul, Lord, especially. That's a long ways to drive, Lord. And, oh, God, may you just give them a special blessing. Oh, God, we love them and appreciate them. May you help us now all to yield unto thee in thy holy, precious name till we gather again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You're dismissed. Well, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I've started out with Jesus and I'm